Cohen and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So today is day three of the free agency period, I guess. I mean, day three, if you want to call it, you know, we can call it whatever kind of day we want to call it. Day three, day two, day whatever. Today, in 1 hour, we will celebrate the new league year. Happy New Year to everybody, and we will celebrate that new league year. But I want to start on this, and we got some Titans rumors that are out there, and we got some, you know, new names that we've never heard of and things like that. But I want to start right where we left off. We had to check out of this show about, what, 15 minutes early yesterday because Vandy Baseball's pregame show came on at 5:45. But yesterday, as I was keeping track of the fact that the Houston Texans kept signing guys, trading for guys, signing guys, I kept saying, wait a minute, they've added 15 guys, you've added 5 guys. I'm like, that's not good. But I had wondered, I said to myself, do I save that topic for Wednesday or do I just go ahead and use it, you know, today? And I asked Ian, I said, Ian, do I save it or do I go with it? And Ian was like, yeah, you know, let's go with it. So I went with it at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:25, the Texans signed Danielle Hunter. And once that happened, the text line went crazy. After the show was over, Twitter went crazy. And Titan fans are furious with Rand Carthon. You know, I have a pretty good feeling on who's popular and who's not. I can feel the shifts coming. And look, sometimes I know that my opinions are not popular. I know my opinion on Rand Carthon, the fact that I have not been impressed so far. I understand that that's not the popular opinion. But I think Titan fans are starting to change their minds, and I don't know if that's totally fair or not. Now, let's take my opinion out of this for a second. Because I've been unimpressed, and I count last year as a year in which Rand Carthon was the general manager and a year in which they gave Aaron Brewer $4.6 million on a second-round tender when they didn't have to do it. But some of you don't. But let's just analyze it from this standpoint. Why are Titans fans mad? I'm going to tell you why Titans fans are mad. Titans fans are mad because since the start of the second half of the season, with Will Levis at quarterback, Kevin Byard with the Eagles, and the hope of the 2023 season gone, the large part of the fan base kept chanting, cap space, cap space, cap space. And that kept growing. And I kept hearing people say, $100 million in cap space, Jared. And I'm like, I don't know where you guys are getting this stuff from. I mean, there's two cap websites, and neither one of them say $100 million, but you guys ran with it. And you talked cap, 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 cap. And what that did was that raised expectations. Now, that's not the team's fault, but it becomes the team's fault when the owner says to Mike Keith, fans, we should be excited for the future because we've got cap space, which she did. At that point, the owner is telling you, we're going to be active in free agency. We're going to try to get this football team good. We're not going to try to be bad. And then it grows. Rand and Chad Brinker, they did their podcasts and their interviews, and they tried to say, well, you know, we can't spend it all at one time. We can't this, we can't that. But again, the overarching theme since October around here has been cap space, cap space, cap space. And what are the Titans doing? And then to make it worse, the Houston Texans are out there spending, spending, spending. And what they're doing, not only that, they're signing guys at positions where they already have guys, and then they're trading those guys away. Now, they're giving them away for pennies on the dollar, but again, what they're doing is they're just looking at a position saying, yeah, we think that Danico Autry is a better player than Malik Collins, so let's just sign Danico and trade Malik Collins. And that's what they did. They went out, traded for Joe Mixon. Okay, he's better than Devin Singletary, who they let walk in free agency. It's amazing. And so on one hand, I've got the Titans, again, from the owner, saying, we've got all this cap space. And I've got the Texans, on the other hand, that are spending. And I've got the Titans adding Sadiq Charles. Who the hell is that? You don't know. I don't know. We don't know. I mean, I saw that last night. Ian, what'd you think last night when you saw Sadiq Charles signed by the Titans?
I had to go to Pro Football Reference and see which position he played.
My favorite is I tweeted out. I was like, who is that? And somebody sent me a screenshot of an article that said, seven players that we know are now officially busts after the 2023 season, and the picture beneath it was Sadiq Charles. I'm like, oh, God. And then it's like, well, Jared, he's just a depth piece. And I'm like, well, what are we wasting our time with depth pieces? We don't need depth pieces. Titans need starters. And so, again, coming into this, and what I've learned about the Titans is it's always a moving target. I've learned two things about the Titans. Number one, ownership listens to the fans. It's not good, but it's reality. And number two, it's always a moving target with the Titans, right? The Titans ended up losing to the Bengals. Ryan Tannehill threw those three interceptions. They traded away A.J. Brown. Everything was John Robinson's fault. So then they fired John Robinson. They lost seven games in a row, and nobody blamed Mike Vrabel. And that included me, by the way. And nobody blamed Vrabel. Then they started losing this year, and it wasn't Rand's fault, it was Vrabel's fault. So they fired him. Well, now the target is going to Rand Carthon. And so Rand Carthon has expectations from his fan base that have been set in large part, again, because his owner said it. He's got an opponent who has proven you can rebuild your team overnight because they did it, and another divisional opponent did it. And they're spending. And he's adding Sadiq Charles. And Titans fans are mad. And the pushback that I have received over the months, every time I've said something that is semi-critical of any front office decision the Titans make, that wasn't there last night. Last night, there were Titan fans that were tweeting me saying, I've turned on Ran, I this, I that. But I have to ask this question, is it fair? The new league year hasn't even started yet. The new league year hasn't started. Free agency's not over. I mean, they're bringing in Jerome Baker today for a visit, the inside linebacker from Miami. We had him on our Stillman and Company preview free agency thing that we do every year. And I really like Jerome Baker. And I'm a little worried about the injuries, but I really like Jerome Baker. If they sign him, I'll be happy. But free agency's not over. Now, I'm not going to play this game that I've heard about. Well, you know, there's still going to be guys that come available in June and July. And I'm like, that's bull crap. So I'm not interested in that. But there are going to be guys who in 3 days, in 5 days, thought they were going to sign three-year deals worth $8 million a season that once they see the money go away, will take a one-year deal for three and a half, because that's just how the league works. And I could see the Titans taking that approach with some of these guys. So free agency's not over. They could still end up making more signings and bigger moves and better players and all that's possible. But the reality is this. Titan fans don't have anything to be optimistic about. That's what this goes to. What I've learned about this fan base is this fan base, if you just give them the allure that they can be hopeful, they'll accept it. Same with Predators fans. Same fan base, basically. Just give me hope. When the Predators said, hey, we're going to run it back with John Hines and David Poyle after they got their clocks cleaned by Colorado in the first round of the 2022 season playoffs, I was like, well, I mean, the fans aren't, they're not going to buy that. They know they can't win with those two guys. So they're not going to, well, anything can happen. They're not buying that. And when it comes to the Titans, the one thing that the Titan fans believed in when it came to Rand Carthon was that he was going to be given money to spend in free agency. And so far, he's not spending it, and guys are flying off the board. Now, ultimately, this will be judged in September and October and November. But as I've always told people, this is a four-hour program every day. It is a daily report card. It is the stock market. On Tuesday, you're here. On Wednesday, you're there. And right now, what I have noticed over the last 24 hours is a seismic shift in the belief of this fan base towards its general manager. And Rand said on Chase and Big Joe that, hey, he understands criticism comes and that's just, it is what it is. But I don't know if he understands how negative it can get. And how negative it can get if, again, you're countering Danielle Hunter with Sadiq Charles. So right now, I don't know how you guys feel. And my opinion of Rand Carthon has not changed. You know, a lot of people try to bully me one way or another every time. They hire a defensive coordinator, and everyone's like, what do you think of Rand now, Jared? We hired this defensive coordinator. I'm like, okay. My opinion has always been, Rand's been a lot of talk, and I haven't seen a lot of chalk. And right now, Titan fans, after all that talk, cap space, cap space, cap space, they're not seeing a lot of chalk. So I don't know. If you're Rand Carthon, do you stick to the plan? Or do you give in to the fact that clearly the fan base is going bonkers? That's his choice. But that is if they do, in fact, have a plan. Which I assume they do. But who knows with this group? 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on the program. I did hear Caroline, Willie, and D-Maze as they signed off, and they were like, see, Ozzie Newsome says the cap is real. Now, I didn't hear what Ozzie Newsome said, but, I mean, the best part was Caroline was like, well, can we say, though, that you can spend, it doesn't cap spending, and you can spend as much money as you want? And they were like, well, yeah. I'm like, that's the point. Of course the money's real. But that's a different discussion for a different day. 615-737-1025. The Titans have been linked to two players that would be starters on defense. They have not signed either one of them, but they have been linked to them, and I have differing opinions on both. We'll do that next. Stillman and Company, of course, we'll get your phones in like we always do. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Rand is a tremendous person as far as an evaluator and the relationships he has around the league. And we really wanted to allow him to flourish in that role. Rand brings in a lot of good people, and that's something that this organization can be proud of first and foremost. I do know we have the right GM. You know, Rand Carthon is going to do some great things. He and Brian Callahan just kind of getting this team together. There's a lot of excitement around it. You know, hope is a powerful thing. We're hopeful that the fan base sees that and is excited about what we're doing. This is where Rand Carthon is just masterful. He has these relationships with these players in a way that most of us in the building don't. We're just so aligned, he and I. And Rand talks about that he has this acronym, FIT, fast, instinctive, and tough football players. And I love that. I was like, man, I love that. That's kind of an identity of the team that you want to build. Yeah, Rand's a big part of that. Rand's the one that's really connected with those players in a way that probably no one else has in the building.
There you go, Chad Brinker on the podcast. That was around the Super Bowl when they recorded that. It was actually at the Senior Bowl, which was the week before the Super Bowl. And I remember on social media, people were like, you got to listen to the Chad Brinker podcast because, I mean, what they're doing with this organization, it's going to be incredible. And so it was the Saturday before I left for Vegas on Sunday for the Super Bowl, and I went on a long walk, very nice weather outside, and I was like, I'm going to listen to the podcast. And I listened to the podcast, and I kept hearing all that sunshine pumping, and I'm like, give me the chalk. Like, it's all talk here. Give me something. But Titan fans were holding out hope. Like, oh, no. Santa will come. Santa will come. And right now, we're getting right there towards midnight, and Santa has not come down the chimney. And the Houston Texans are getting present after present after present. And I feel like Titan fans are starting to turn a little bit. And I shouldn't even say a little bit. I think they're starting to turn a lot. And I think that Sadiq Charles thing last night, when Diana Russini reported at like 11 o'clock at night that the Titans had signed this Scarbini offensive lineman from the Washington Commanders, who nobody had ever heard of before, and they signed him while the Texans are adding Danielle Hunter, that was a moment that I think this fan base went absolutely crazy. And so we shall see. My opinion has not changed. See, I think the difference is the popular opinion on the hierarchy of the Titans is that, hey, it was of optimism surrounding the front office and building the team and using all that money and everything else. My stance was always pessimism. So I'm watching what's going on, and I am pessimistic, and I continue to be pessimistic. Now, I promised the Titans that I would give Rand another chance, but this is the chance. And I'd really like to have some of those players the Texans have. Phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Again, the Titans, today it was reported, are going to be bringing in Jerome Baker, the former inside linebacker with the Dolphins. He's a Green Dot guy, and they need one of those because it's not going to be Kenneth Murray. And they're bringing in Justin Simmons from the Broncos, and I will admit, Simmons has a great reputation as far as playmaking is concerned, as one of the best safeties in the league. But apparently, you know, looking at the Pro Football Focus numbers, Simmons has not been that guy for the last 3 years. So we'll keep that in mind. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle is going to kick us off today. Thank you for calling and waiting. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Jared. I got a question for you. But before we get to that, Charles, he played left tackle for LSU back in Joe Burrow's big year, right next to Cushenberry, because Cushenberry was a guard back in college, so they know each other. Hopefully they can get the best. Anyways, whatever.
I feel the same way. Like, at the end, you're like, anyways, whatever. I mean, I hear you on that. Continue.
It's a good fairy tale, but if it doesn't work, who cares? But how do we decipher how much is Rand's fault versus Amy? Because if I'm Rand, I'm spending her money, but, you know, it always has to go through her. So, I mean, how do we decipher us little fans? Like, because I want to get mad at Rand, but it's like, if his hands are tied, his hands are tied, man.
Well, so I think there's really something here at play, and I appreciate your call, Kyle. I think that is a very good question. Like, how much of the lack of spending is because of the owner, and how much of the lack of spending is because of the general manager? And I could make an argument that it could be either. Like, and I truly, like, I, you know, waffle with this. And somebody told me today, they said, we need a general manager who takes action, Jared. We don't need a general manager who has to go to the owner and ask for everything. I'm like, every general manager has to talk to the owner about everything. That's how all these sports work. It's like when the Titans had their restructure, I was talking to the Predators. Because I wanted to see, you know, they've had a little minor restructure. You know, Sean Henry's gotten kicked up to just CEO, and Michelle Kennedy's gotten kicked up to president. And Barry is the general manager. He's not the president of hockey operations, which David Boyle was. And so I was talking to the Predators about, you know, the difference in the structure and everything else. And they said to me, well, ultimately, at the end of the day, when it comes to all of these positions, the owner's in charge. And I'm like, well, no, duh. Like, of course the owner's in charge. You want to fire the coach? The owner's in charge. You want to fire the general manager? The owner's in charge. That being said, there is something about the Titans that I have seen the last 2 years, which is we're smarter than everybody else. Just trust us. We went to business school at Kellogg, and we've got the analytic models that cure cancer that's helping us build our football team. You watch. We know better than you. And I thought they might have learned their lesson after they tried that last year with Andre Dillard. And I'm not sure if that's the case. The other thing that Rand doesn't do a good job of is Rand doesn't do a good job of taking ownership, of making decisions. Even if the owner is pulling the strings, which again, in a lot of organizations, the owner is heavily involved, Rand does not get out in front of problems. He never has. I was thinking about this yesterday. Barry Trotz, who's going to be on this show at 5 o'clock today, if this were the Predators, Barry Trotz would have done like 6 interviews by now in which he would have walked everybody through the thought process. With Rand Carthon, it's like you have to file a subpoena in order to get him to talk to the media. It's like I've met my quota of once every 4 months, and that is not talking to the press. That's talking to the fans. And so the fans don't have an idea of where any of this is headed. But I can't answer your question as how much is the owner, how much is Rand. I know this. When things don't go well, especially in this organization, somebody always gets fired. And if I had to guess who's going to get fired between the owner or the general manager, Ian, would you like to take a guess which one is most likely to get fired?
Yeah, probably not the owner.
It ain't going to be the owner. I mean, I'll just tell you that right now. Adam in Portland is up next here on our program. Thank you for waiting. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, so they're tied to a lot of trade rumors as well. I know you get the same feed that I do. So, and yours are probably actually more accurate.
Well, I've heard the Legarius Sneed rumor, but I haven't heard any of the other massive trade rumors.
Well, you'll see you'll see a lot of things as far as Higgins and Justin Jefferson, whatever, some of these bigger names. But what I will say is that they've already said they're going to spend money. And when you're so depleted, you can't necessarily go and get the flashiest names. You're going to have to spread it out. And now the only thing, and I was telling Ian, that really makes me sick is that they didn't make DeNico Autry a contract offer. I don't know if they did, but obviously they didn't, because you would have brought him back for a couple of years for the contract that he had. He was a great player. He was just as important, if not more important, than Jeffrey Simmons last year on that defensive line. So especially when everything else is depleted, you want at least one position group to kind of be shored up. And
but did their analytic model say that, Adam?
Do you not think that line would have been so much better with DeNico Autry?
I took one math class in college, and I barely passed it. I feel differently than the analytic models probably say. I mean, I think Autry's a good player. What I would have tried to do, Adam, thank you for your call. What I would have tried to do is I would have tried to re-sign Autry before the start of the season. In fact, I asked Rand at one of those court-ordered press conferences that he did before the start of the season, the NFL makes every general manager do, and I asked him if they had been having any talks with any potential free agents, and he said no. And the guy I was talking about there was Autry. Like, that's the guy I was asking about. So I would have thought to do that, but I don't think the analytic models necessarily like a 34-year-old, and they probably say, well, he's going to decline in play, and that goes back to the owner versus the general manager and the power structure in the organization, and how much of that is, well, the analytic models say he's going to slow down, and so he's only worth $5.3 million, and the Texans are going to pay him $10 million, and so now you're stuck with TK McClendon out there. And that, I mean, again, those are questions for them, not for me. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025 here on the program. We'll get back into your phones here on, again, the day 3 of free agency. And there was one thing that I do think. I've been thinking about this the whole time, about what the Titans' budget like might actually be. And I think they might have given it away a little bit. I think I might have an idea. We'll get to that coming up. But coming up next, there is one thing before we get to your phones that I absolutely positively demand, as we are 30 minutes away from the new league year. And it better happen by the time we're off the air today, or we're going to have problems. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company. Hey, be sure to join us this Friday out at Pinewood Social. That's right. Join us and Guinness for Pinewood Madness Patio SEC Watch Party. We'll be live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can stop by for your chance to enter to win tickets to see Green Day. Showcase your skills in Pinewood Social's arcade basketball game competition. Win tournament tickets and watch all the televised games on their jumbo LED screen. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events.
Expecting Andre Dillard to be part of the guys that get an opportunity under Kellen.
Well, again, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know, just again, staying consistent about keeping family business in house. You know, it's documented Dre didn't play as well as he probably would have wanted or the way we wanted. But nonetheless, he's still a talented guy that has some physical traits that you just can't find.
Anyway, that was Rand Carthon at the Combine. And I don't have a problem with Rand saying what's politically correct or incorrect or whatever it may be as far as Andre Dillard is concerned. What I am starting to get worried about as we approach the new league year is the possibility, the premise, that Andre Dillard might be on this football team next year. Because if Andre Dillard is on this football team, that means there's a chance that he might play this upcoming season. And I am not interested in watching Andre Dillard play another snap for the Tennessee Titans. Now, Sam Phelan from A to Z put out there earlier today, he's got a $3 million bonus that kicks in on Monday. So he absolutely is going to be off the team by Monday, I think. But I don't understand why he's not off the team now. I mean, let him go out into free agency and see if somebody will give him a deal. What are they waiting for? And the more he's on this roster, the longer he's on this roster, the more there is a possibility that they actually think he doesn't suck. And I just can't live with that. He is a softy. He is terrible. He was terrible the second he showed up, and Vrabel denied it. And then he was terrible in training camp. He was terrible in the games. Finally, Vrabel couldn't deny it anymore. They put Jalen Duncan out there, who was also terrible. And Vrabel got blamed for Andre Dillard. But if Rand Carthon doesn't cut him, then I don't think it's Vrabel that's the one responsible for Andre Dillard. So, I mean, I demand that they get his ass off this team by the end of business today. We do not need to go into the new year with Andre Dillard on the team. The other thing, there was a trade today where the Ravens traded their starting right tackle, Morgan Moses, to the Jets. And it was a swap of fourth-round picks, and they got Morgan Moses in return. Now, I have always liked Morgan Moses.
He was one of your free agent targets.
He was 3 years ago. I was willing to offer him 3 years, $25 million. He ended up signing for $15 million, and I think he started every game for the Ravens over the last 3 years or however long it's been. And so the Ravens just gave him away to the Jets. And the reason they gave him away to the Jets is because there are a lot of good teams who need help at tackle. Kansas City does not have a left tackle. Cincinnati does not have a right tackle. And so I think Baltimore figured, we'll send him to the Jets. We're not going to get anything out of it, but we'll send him to the Jets, and then that way Kansas City can't just sign him. And now we've given Kansas City a tackle. Now we've given Cincinnati a tackle. Well, where was relationship ran in on that one? You had a better fourth-round pick than the Jets. You've got more quote-unquote cap space than the Jets. Where were you? You need a right tackle. Did they not call you? Do you not think you need a right tackle? What are we doing here? So that one really pissed me off today. 615-737-1025. Let's go to your phones here on the program. 615-737-1025. One texter says, Jared, maybe it's just me, but Bill Callahan is the offensive line coach. And I would imagine that he sees something in Sadiq Charles that is good, and maybe he can train him to be a good offensive lineman. I trust his trained eye way more than I trust yours. Let me say this. A lot of people are starting to make Bill Callahan out to be the second coming of Jesus. And while that might be the case, I highly doubt it. This idea that we can give Bill Callahan bad players and he can make them good players, I think is a little overblown. I think what the goal should be is to give Bill Callahan good players and let him make them great players. That's what I think the goal should be. And I think Lloyd Cushenberry is a good example of that. Joe Alt, if they're able to draft him, will be an example of that. But Sadiq Charles is terrible. From what I have read about Sadiq Charles, whom I found out existed last night at like 11 o'clock. And honestly, when it comes to the Sadiq Charles thing, like, what are you wasting your time on day two of free agency with Sadiq Charles? What are we doing? One texter said, when is Rand's next press conference? My guess would be, I think the draft is like the 27th. So my guess would be Rand's next press conference will be April 21st. You know, somewhere around there, he'll have that press conference that is mandated by the league. That's the only time he talks, is when he has to. And so he'll have one of those mandated by the league press conferences, and that'll be the next time you hear from him. But in fairness to him, free agency will have already been, for the most part, hashed out. Now, if he gets up there and there are still holes, because right now I've got left tackle, right guard, right tackle, wide receiver, defensive end, defensive tackle, inside backer, corner, safety, and kicker. If there are still holes by then, and he starts playing the, oh, well, we're going to wait until June and July to get those figured out, we don't have problems. Like, I'm just telling you right now. But that, we'll see. One texter says, question for Jared. My boss always says, and to keep this in mind, if a customer is looking to buy and they stumble upon your website or store for the first time in their life, what are we doing and what are we saying to make sure the customer turns into a customer for life? With that in mind, if you put your owner hat on for the Titans, how do you sell the Titans to a new NFL fan to turn them into a Titan fan for life in the current situation? And I'm curious on your thoughts on the upside of the franchise in the current state. Dude, let me tell you something. I've been a Titan fan now for 26 years, or however long it's been. Being a Titans fan is a miserable existence. Like, I don't wish this on anybody. And I used to joke all the time that if I ever had kids, I would tell my kids, don't root for the Titans. Root for somebody else, please. You know, because Dad and Grandpa have been through the ringer with this football team. Now, I mean, I always say that jokingly, but how do you sell the Titans to the rest of the world? I mean, Mike Keith asked Amy how to, you know, what was her message to the fans? And she basically said, Will Levis, cap space, and ran Carthon. And so I just want you guys to know, nobody cares about anybody else's cap space because everybody knows cap's fake. Secondly, nobody cares about Rand Carthon, and he was very unimpressive that first year. And then on the Levis front, as soon as Amy said that, you had people around the league that were coming out saying, I'm not convinced that Will Levis is the guy. So, they're a really good question to ask, but it's hard for me to answer. Chris Sanders joins us next, 615-737-1025. I guarantee you, he tells us to calm down on the free agency front. We shall see if he is going to say that or not. I bet he does. We'll do that coming in. Ian, don't tell him that we said that. I want to see if he ends up saying that on his own. Window Nation, let's talk about those cracked windows. Let's talk about replacing them. You go online to windownation.com. March is a critical time to check your home's windows, because if your windows are cracked, and with the constant change in temperature, that is when you start to see windows that need to be replaced. If they're cracked or leaking and they won't stay open or they won't open at all, it's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two windows for free. Plus, zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. With proven quality and service, it's no wonder that thousands have trusted Window Nation, including me. I had Window Nation out to my home. I told them, take a look at the windows, tell me what you think. They went around the house. They came back and said, you've got great windows. You don't need a replacement. And they will do the same for you. And again, you get a free in-home estimate with them. So again, that's every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows for free, zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90NATION or visit windownation.com. Be sure to tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as Vanderbilt men's basketball takes on Arkansas in the SEC men's basketball tournament at Bridgestone Arena. Pre-game's at 5:30, tip-off is at 6. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Ian, will this be the last game of the Jerry Stackhouse era?
Good question. Probably not, though.
Ooh, if it's not, that's good. Ooh, people are going to be mad about that. Also, tune in to 102.5, 106 through the game for updates of the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament this week, presented by ESPN Bet Sportsbook, Toyota, and Guinness. So the Titans came out the gates hot in free agency, signed a center, good. Signed a running back, okay. You know, I'm fine with Tony Pollard. He's a starter. It works, whatever. He and Spears, that should be fine. They signed Chidobe Awuzie, not bad. And then since then, they signed a linebacker that Pro Football Focus ranked as the 213th best free agent. And then they signed a guy last night who I've never heard of. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans are adding Danico Autry, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter. Good players. With that, Christopher Dwayne Sanders joins us on the program, former Titans receiver.
What?
Chris, your thoughts on the Titans in free agency? I think Titan fans are furious, should they be?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I know it's kind of head scratching with Tony Pollard. I know he's a great player. Dallas had 1,300 yards. But the one thing that I did that I liked that they did is they improved the center position. I know everybody's like, well, why would you go get him? But I just think that if you look
I don't think anybody's wondering that.
At the gym, I know this is kind of weird, but I was at the gym and they was asking me why they go get a center. I had to explain to them why it was so important, because if you look at Brewer last year, and I want to be careful when I say this. I'm not being disrespectful when I say this, but it is an upgrade. You know, I mean, it's just Brewer's a smaller guy when he's 6 feet, 274, and then you got Cushenberry that's 6'4", 315. He gave a 1 sack and 14 pressures. That's it. So if you look at the center position, you address that and upgrade. I think in that position, I think the Tennessee Titans did okay.
The problem is that they haven't done more of that. Like, that's, I agree with you. Cushenberry and Awuzie, those are good. Who's out there? Look at the Texans. They're signing everybody.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Everybody. That's a scary team.
So, and that's why Titan fans are mad. I shouldn't say that's why. That's why I'm mad. And I think a lot of people were mad about this, too. Because over the last week, the Texans have signed Dalton Schultz, DeNico Autry, Joe Mixon, Tommy Townsend, Noah Brown, Kyemi Fairbairn, Azeez Al-Shaair, Jeff Okuda, Delshon Phillips, Lonnie Johnson Jr., Mike Ford, Foley Fatukasi, Khalil Davis, Chris Board. And yesterday, $48 million for Danielle Hunter. And last night you signed Sadiq Charles, whoever the hell that is.
I don't even know who that is.
Do you think Titan fans should be mad about that?
No, I don't think so, because I think they're going to address a lot of the positions in the draft. And I don't only have, how many picks? They have six picks?
They have, I think, five picks, but they have two picks in the top 100, which is bad.
Okay. So they got seven picks. And I think they need to address the wide receiver position. I don't know what the situation was with Burks. I haven't given up on Burks, but you still got to get a fast receiver at that position. Then also, we always talk about, you know, the offensive line. We don't want to have the same thing that we keep repeating each and every year. We need a left tackle. So they have to address that also. And then in the secondary, you know, I know they got Awuzie, which is a great shutdown corner, but you still need some safeties and you still need some corners to help in the back end.
So I will agree with you that I think the Titans are going to use the 7th and 38th picks, 7 at left tackle, 38 at wide receiver. So as far as a need is concerned, I think that takes care of that. On the receiver position front,
I still
think they could be active in free agency. I hear a lot of names. People will say Calvin Ridley or Hollywood Brown Tyler Boyd or Curtis Samuel. My thing is, those are two totally different types of receivers. And Ridley and Brown are deep threats. Boyd and Samuel are slot guys that are consistent. What type of receiver, before we get to the individual receiver that you want, what type of receiver, knowing that all those guys at the combine were running 4.39 and 4.8, what do you think they should look for? Should they look for the speed guy outside or the slot guy inside?
You need a speed guy. I mean, if you look at the Tennessee Titans roster last year, what guy scared you on the Tennessee Titans at receiver? I know Hop, but other than that, who scared you?
But you don't think that they can draft the speed guy at 38?
I think they can. I mean, I think they can, but it all depends on who's going to be there. And the guy that I love, he might not be as fast, but still an A.J. Brownish, is I like Leggett from South Carolina. Because here's the deal. This is the reason why I love him is he's versatile. When I say versatile, he can play on the outside at X, he can play inside in the slot at H, or he can actually play the Z and move him around. Because he's a guy in the slot where he can run the choice routes, he can run the corner routes, he can run the seam routes, he can do all those things. But then on the outside, he can run those deep comebacks, he can run those post to take the top off the defense. I'm not saying he's A.J. Brown, but he's A.J. Brown-ish. So if he's sitting there at 38, I think they run up to the podium and actually go get him because he is a freaking beast.
So, again, this is the problem, though, right? So you're like, okay, they got to, if it's between slot or speed, you say they have to get speed. So let's say they sign Calvin Ridley. Well, now you draft Xavier Leggett. You got too many guys. You got too many outside receivers, and you don't have the slot.
But you got to remember, Kyle Phillips. You still got You still got Kyle. Hey,
no, Kyle, we are done with the crappy players that have never done anything. We're done with them. Okay, we're not counting on them. They're going to put Nicholas Petit-Frere at right tackle, and I'm going to go crazy every week when they do that. What you're suggesting is what got Mike Vrabel fired. because they wanted to go into the year with Monty Rice at linebacker. They wanted to go into the year with Aaron Brewer at center. They wanted to go in the year last year in 2022 with Radens at right tackle. And it never works, so we're not doing it. We're getting real players. So, I mean, if you want to sign your outside guy in Ridley, that's fine. If you're Hollywood Brown, whatever. But then I don't need to draft the speed guy at 38 because I need a slot receiver. I've already got three outside receivers.
Let's say, is Tyler Boyd still available? Say a guy like Tyler Boyd that can play
inside slot.
Outs. He's not just a slot guy.
He is just a slot.
But he still can make plays on the perimeter. See, when we talk about a speed guy, it's not just, okay, he can just run a nine route and go. He's still got to be versatile to run the deep comebacks, the deep overs. It's not just running post and comebacks. So you got to understand that, yeah, you get a speed guy. Yeah, you need a slot guy. But if you get one guy that can do both of them, it just made your team better as opposed to trying to keep two players.
So Tyler
what
Boyd,
you want to do?
Tyler Boyd took 85% of his snaps last year in the slot.
Okay.
He's a slot.
That doesn't mean he's – it don't mean he's just a slot player. You got Jamar Chase. They can play actually both.
Right, and both guys got hurt.
Inside.
Both guys got hurt, and he's still 85% of his snaps were in the slot.
Yes, but he's still an outside guy that can still make some plays on the
outside.
He's
not an outside. I mean, they only had five deep targets last year, Chris.
You know, it's not – listen, when you have a slot guy, it's not that he just catches choice routes and get a first down. I mean, you still got to have a certain amount of speed and a certain amount of creativity to get open. So on the outside, you know, you still – how can I say this? When you're a speed guy, it doesn't mean you're just strictly an X or a Z. You can still play in the slot. There's times where I was in the slot and I was the number two wide receiver. Just because I'm a speed guy doesn't mean I just stay outside, Jared.
Chris Sanders is with us on the program. The Titans are bringing in Chase Young for a visit. Chase Young, when he was when he was out there coming out of the draft, everybody thought he was like Lawrence Taylor. He goes to Washington, has a good first year, he gets hurt. Then the effort and coachability questions followed him. Then he goes to San Francisco, lollygags on a touchdown in the NFC title game. Now, in fairness to him, he said at the Super Bowl that, hey, my effort has to be better. I have to do better. Chris, there's not a lot of leaders on this team, especially with Derrick Henry leaving. Do you think that you can take a chance on a guy with character issues who's got an immense amount of talent in Chase Young?
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, I mean, you're right, there's not a lot of veterans because a lot of veterans has gone. But at the end of the day, sometimes you need a fresh start. And I understand he made some mistakes about Loaf and whatever, but maybe this is a chance where he can restart his career. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure that this guy fits in the locker room. You got to make sure that he fits, you know, the identity of what you're playing. Because if you bring a guy in with the great talent, you know, that can do some great things some of the time, I want guys that are going to do great things all of the time. So it goes back to the defensive coordinator, Denard Wilson, that they just brought from Baltimore Ravens. I can't remember. They brought him as a defensive coordinator. And he's got to make sure that the guys that he's bringing in are guys that are going to be full speed every play. And if Chase is not that guy and he can't do that, then you got to find a different guy to come in and to actually play that position.
It sounds like since they're bringing him in for a visit, you would want to go through the visit with him before making a determination.
I mean, because you still want to hear a person's heart. I mean, if you look at the situation, everybody, I think it was in 2001 when Kevin Carter came in. Everybody was knocking him, saying, oh, he's a guy who loafs, he's a guy who's this, because one person took it out of context. So now he comes to the Tennessee Titans, and I had the privilege to practice with him. This guy worked hard. He's a great locker room guy. So maybe it's just a change of environment that maybe changed your attitude. So maybe if Chase Young comes in here and he says, you know what, I'm going to start off right. I'm going to make plays. I'm going to be a locker room guy. I'm going to make sure I hustle on every play. Then maybe we'll get the best as opposed to just playing with his potential.
Chris Sanders, great stuff as always. Love you, brother.
Love you, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Bye-bye. Yep. Chris Sanders joining us on the program. And the reputation on Chase Young is he's a bad guy, you know, that he's doesn't have the effort. He's not coachable. And I'd be careful with that. Okay. We do this every year as we start the new league year. Give me the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 5. I messed that up. 4, 3, 2. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, everybody! It is the new league year. Find somebody to kiss right now. And that horrible 2023 with all the Vrabel Rancarthon drama is behind us. And now we hope for a decent 2024. Stillman and Company, we continue. Oh, I've been hearing a lot of talk about free agency, and I just hear people throwing out narratives that just aren't true at all. We'll discuss next. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106 through the game.